On this Labor Day, we're going to hear the legend of Thousand Island Dressing. Thousand Island Dressing gets its name from a chain of islands between northern New York and Canada. But two competing stories on who first came up with the creamy pink salad dressing take us back to the turn of the century when that region along the St. Lawrence River was a summer destination for the rich. North Country Public Radio's Julia Botero has more.
The first story involves a billionaire true love, a castle on an island, and a steam yacht. Today, a more modern shuttle boat brings over 90,000 tourists to Bolt Castle every year.
Welcome to Bolt Castle.
The owner of the Waldorf Astoria in New York City, George Bolt, built this immense summer home for his wife. Shane Sanford manages Bolt Castle. He says the couple loved the Thousand Islands so much, they named a salad dressing after it.
The real story and the true story regarding Thousand Island dressing is when George Bolt and his wife Louise were out on a Sunday afternoon cruise on one of the steam yachts.
According to legend, Bolt's chef whipped together mayonnaise, ketchup, pickle relish, and a hard-boiled egg. Thousand Island dressing was born. That's the story tourists hear when they visit the castle.
If you've ever been on a tour boat, you know that not all you hear is fact.
Alan Benes claims he found the original recipe in a safe after buying a restaurant in the small resort town of Clayton, New York. Inside was a single sheet of paper labeled Sophia's Sauce.
Showed it to the cooks and said, "What is it?" And they said, "It looks like a recipe for Thousand Island dressing."
Sophia Lelon made the dressing for her husband, who served it to fishermen along the river. Benes now bottles the dressing using Sophia's original recipe. He pulls out one of his bottles from the fridge. He shakes it up, takes out a spoon, and lets me try some.
Oh, wow. It's like sweet, but also has a little kick to it. Mm. I think it's that horseradish.
People don't like Thousand Island dressing like this.
Chef and food historian Ben Davidson says there are a lot of variations on Thousand Island dressing. Mayonnaise is the base, then a tomato sauce, and outside of that, anything goes. He says it's likely both Bolt chefs and Sophia Lelon concocted Thousand Island dressing around the same time. America was experiencing a salad craze. Iceberg lettuce had just reached the East Coast. Chefs were experimenting with ways to combine it with local bitter greens. Think endives, watercress, and chicory.
Mayonnaise helps cut some of that bitterness.
And tomato ketchup was a new, exciting product. Today, a few people use the dressing on a salad. Davidson says Thousand Island dressing is no longer associated with the culinary elite.
You know that nothing you're about to eat is good for you. Bring out the Thousand Island dressing.
It's now the secret sauce on Big Macs and the creamy dressing on a Reuben. Restaurants even serve it on pizza. For NPR News, I'm Julia Botero in the Thousand Islands, New York.